truth. Riley Hunter has lived a legendary life. The 41-year-old, 6'5" basketball player from the quiet cornfields of Indiana has done everything and more in the game. She's won an NCAA title at Notre Dame, two pro titles with the WNBA's Detroit Shock, and an Olympic gold medal for Team USA in Athens, Greece. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show quickly, safely, and securely. Ruth Riley Hunter has been an exec in the WNBA, and to bring her resume up to date, she is an analyst these days for the NBA's Miami Heat. And Ruth Riley Hunter is with me on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for coming by. Appreciate it. It's been a few years. Great to connect again. Let's talk about your NBA gig here with the Heat and the first round of the playoffs after what happened in the playoff series between Milwaukee and Miami last year, where the Heat dominated and then moved on, had a great postseason. Milwaukee turns it back their way this year with a four-game sweep in the first round. You were down there. You were doing analysis on television, Heat television. Were you surprised? Were you shocked by the results of that first round series?
I was. You know, obviously getting swept is a painful way to exit. And I think the reality is this is a series that you really have to tip your hat to your opponents, because the way that Miami was dismantled them after having such an incredible season last year, the Bucks did a great job of putting the pieces they needed around that team. And also, I think just the pain of losing, you know, is a motivating factor as well. And so when you look at the additions that they made, in particular going all in after obviously Giannis, but then Drew Holiday at the point guard position was an incredible upgrade, put more shooting around them and changed a little bit of their philosophy and proved to be too much for the Heat to handle this season, unfortunately.
Yeah. Do you think this is more about the Bucks' moves to improve from last year, or was this, you think, a failure on the Heat's part to get the right people in the right places?
Well, I think that the Heat were missing kind of a critical piece. Jay Crowder moved on to the Phoenix Suns, but also I think it was this combination of the way the Bucks defend, which is the kind of drop coverage. Brooke Lopez just really camps out in the paint. And a lot of Miami's offense is predicated around either, you know, pick and rolls where you're getting guys in rotation, or a lot of cutting action. One of the best teams in the league at scoring off of cuts, off ball action that gets you easy baskets. And their defense really eliminates all of that by putting 7-footer Brooke Lopez right under the basket. And so I think it was a struggle to score. The Heat averaged 98 points in the series. You know, they're playing against the best team in the league in scoring in the Bucks in the regular series season. So I think it was a combination of some of our guys struggling in the series offensively. We didn't shoot the ball well, but also a part of that is the way they were defending us.
Mm-hmm. Ruth, there's not too many female NBA analysts out there. You feel like you're helping to sort of break the glass ceiling for other women?
Yeah, I actually don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. I'm so focused on just the job at hand, which, you know, as you know, I mean, the sport itself, whether you're calling it on radio or TV or actually playing the game, really has no gender bias lens by which, you know, it operates. So, you know, knowledge of the game is knowledge of the game. But when I look around the room and theoretical room of how many women there are in the position that I'm in, that there aren't many. And so I think that, you know, I do realize that for a lot of young girls growing up, it's so great to see not only opportunities to play professionally, opportunities in the front office, as officials, in broadcasting. You know, I'm grateful for the position that I'm in, and I do understand that, you know, we're continuing to push forward in making progress in these areas and do embrace the position of being a role model and a figure for young girls.
Yeah. Well, your NBA season is over with the Bucks sweep of the Heat. What do you fill your summers up with, Ruth?
Oh, that's a great question. Every summer is a little different. We definitely spend time with our families who we don't get to see much during the year. And, you know, there's a lot there. Summer league, obviously, for the NBA. The Olympics will be going on this summer, which is exciting. And so for me, there's always something personal development-wise that I want to work on. So last season, it was just advanced analytics, understanding our game at a different level. And so always tackling kind of that next level of knowledge that can add to my skill set.
Oh, man. Seems like your theme is NSG, you know, never stop growing, because you're always doing that, not just in basketball, in your trade and your craft there, but in your life too, and growing in your walk with the Lord, your daily relationship with Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about that ahead here and kind of unpack your remarkable career too, but we're out of time for today's show, so let me invite you to our next S&C, Ruth, and we'll visit some more, all right?
Sounds good.